This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Of course, this Sunday is Easter. New study out over the weekend that buttered popcorn is the most popular jelly bean flavor in the country. Every year, CandyStore.com analyzes sales to determine the most popular flavor. Last year, it was black licorice. This year, buttered popcorn, a flavor notorious for either great love or loathe. I'm not a fan of the buttered popcorn jelly bean. Do like black licorice, though. Would you believe a recent study has found that 51% of adult men still own a stuffed animal from childhood? And almost 30% admit to still cuddling with it at night. Nope, I don't. Don't even have a favorite blankie. According to a new survey from Harvard, grilling meat may raise the risk of high blood pressure. Doesn't matter what you grill either, as researchers found grilled beef, chicken, and fish all mess with your BP. Anyone who loves barbecuing can minimize the risk, though, at least a little bit, by avoiding cooked meat that's well done or charred. New word out, as we gain weight, our sense of taste diminishes. Scientists behind the study think your body loses the ability to create new powerful cells in the taste buds because of inflammation brought on by obesity. As people gain LBs, those young cells just aren't being created fast enough to keep up. Good news, though, when there's weight loss, they come back as strong as ever. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Say it isn't so. Vodka-infused pizza. Restaurant called Scarpetta in Philadelphia has figured out how to infuse the crust with vodka and add vodka to the toppings. While it may or may not give you a buzz, there's enough booze in this thing that customers need to be at least 21 to order it. These kind of headlines just frighten me. Axe throwing is growing in popularity in the U.S. Yes, bars are opening up around the country with axe throwing areas, even throwing leagues. An expert says you can actually throw better after a few beers because you're relaxed. And he said axe throwing is all about doing something you didn't think you could do. Okay. The U.S. added 700,000 millionaire households last year. A report from the Spectrum Group credits the soaring stock market and housing values, resulting in there being now 11 million millionaire households. Have they seen what's happening with the Dow Jones lately? Speaking of stock values that are tanking, Facebook continues to get creamed after a story this week that their psychometric data was used for political campaigns. The stock tanked all week long. Congress is demanding Mark Zuckerberg answer questions, and hundreds of thousands are threatening to quit Facebook, while hundreds of the social media's advertisers are suspending campaigns. It's a mess. Hallmark Channel plans to beat its own record next year. Movie lovers, they're rolling out 34 new Christmas movies. The new holiday movies will start at the end of October. My wife is rejoicing right now. Crime report out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, where police are asking for the public's help finding a serial toilet clogger. This is happening in a women's restroom at a local community center where somebody keeps shoving 20-ounce bottles of pop into the Johns, clogging the pipes. It happened a dozen times in 2016, 14 times last year, 3 times already this year. Authorities say it's cost thousands of dollars to clear the pipes. They installed surveillance cameras outside to watch who's going in. They say it might be a man. And Guacamania is happening in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, through the end of the month. An adults-only restaurant is making everything on the menu with avocados. Plus, they promise guacamologists will be on hand daily to fix guac snacks and guac drinks. You can even soak in a tub of guacamole at the spa. You step out and other guests scrape you down with Tostitos. Yes, I made that part up. Youth development company PALS signing up for their Summer Fun Day Camp, which will take place through the summer with all kinds of activities for all age groups at North Shore Elementary in South Haven. 7 weekly sessions start June 18th through August 3rd for kids ages 5 through 13. I have personal experience with this program since my granddaughter Callie's been involved, and I can vouch for it. It's a wonderful summer program through YDC PAL. Sign up at ydcpal.org or call 639-2489 for more information. Knucklehead news out of Pennsylvania, where a guy robbed a bank earlier this month with a note, and at the bottom, he signed his real name. Cops used the signature to figure out he did it. He was arrested within 4 hours. Knucklehead. The Monday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. You see something I should buzz about? Email me, paul@wcsy.com. You can leave a message on Facebook, Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, or tweet me at COSYFM. Fax is 637-2675, or drop things off here at the station in person on M140 in South Haven. Daily Buzz podcast available at WCSY.com and great podcasting outlets like iTunes and Google Play. Become a subscriber of the Daily Buzz and we'll email it to you. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Have a great week.